Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Hello, I am Dana Hafiz Babulana. Welcome to the Health Podcast Ghana. We are glad you are listening. Before we begin, don't forget, Health Podcast Ghana is available for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Just search Health Podcast Ghana and you will find us. You will find clear episodes on malaria, high blood pressure, diabetes, meningitis, and many more. In English, Kunkumba and Dagbani are the current languages we play our podcast on. Today, we are hearing from Francis Kuku Owusu, the senior nurse manager at Karaga Municipal Hospital, who is also a nurse practitioner. The episode of today is about measles. Please, Mr. Francis, what is measles?
Thank you, Mr. Hafiz. Measles is an acute infectious disease which usually occurs in children between 6 months to 3 years who have not been immunized or completed the full immunization schedule. When children are born, they are immunized, and some of them, by virtue of where they come from, they don't go through the full immunization of the measles immunization program. So they are at risk of getting measles, and they do get measles if there's an outbreak. And so the children too, since they were born, have not been taken to a hospital for immunization. And when there's outbreak, or the child get in contact with any child or somebody with measles, they can be affected. That's why we said it is acute infectious disease, very acute and very contagious. If anybody have it and you are around a person, you will catch it. Yes.
Okay. So who is at risk?
Thank you very much. Everybody, it has risk. Just that, like we said earlier, it is common among kids. The adults may also get measles, but it may not be severe. But I've seen adults with measles several times in my practice as a nurse practitioner. But because probably when they were young, they were immunized. When there's an outbreak, some get mild measles infection. Only few of them get severe, but many of them are not, most of them are not fatal, you know. Yes, but in children, when they get it, it can be very fatal if it is not well managed, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So what are the causes of measles?
Yeah, measles, the cause is a virus.
Okay.
Yes, the measles virus that causes it. The other thing about measles too is, like I said earlier, because it's highly infectious or very contagious, if one have it and the person sneezes or coughs and we are around and you don't have the immunity, strong immunity to resist it, you manifest or you pick the infection, and then few days or weeks you start the manifestations of measles. So the rare cause is virus, but because it's very contagious, anybody around the person or around area where there's outbreak of measles, you can get it.
Okay.
If your immunity is not strong.
I see.
Yes.
So what are the signs of measles?
Thank you very much. The signs and symptoms of measles basically is runny nose. The child will have a runny nose, coughing, red eyes, sores in the mouth, high fever, rash on the face and the neck, sometimes diarrhea. The child is generally miserable, conjunctivitis, like I said, the red eyes. And then there's something called complex spots, white, green, like spots on the buccal mucosa in the mouth. You see that when you open the child open his mouth, you see some white patches on the buccal cavity, the mouth inside. It's a typical confirmation of measles. You know, some of the fever, the diarrhea, the itchy eye, the runny nose, the coughing, and all that. When you open the child's mouth and you see this complex spots, it's a sign that the child is having measles. Because some of the rash may not be measles rash, or may not be measles per se. Maybe you may have heat rash. You know, in the north here, when there is heat, during the heat time, almost everybody get rashes. Adults, children, everybody get rashes. And some of the rashes sometimes get contaminated and they come to hospital because of the heat rash. But the measles rash too is the, which is typical, which is just like the heat rash, you know. But so you don't base on the rash alone to confirm measles. The rash is the face, the chest, the neck, the stomach, and all that. But the complex spot, the white patches, the runny nose, the coughing, the itchy eyes, the red eyes, and all those things can confirm that this one may be measles, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So does it have complications?
Yes. Measles complications can be very, very obvious and sometimes fatal. But my growing as a nurse and a nurse practitioner, even before I became a nurse and a nurse practitioner, when we were young, there have been some outbreak of measles, you know. My younger sister passed. My elder sister passed from measles in the 70s. I remember very well. My mother was telling me, I also had measles, but I survived by the grace of God.
Wow.
You know, but she passed. And I know of several children in the area who died of measles. Because in those days, medicine wasn't advanced as we have it now. You know, and like blacks as we are, we always ascribe spirituality to some of these things. Instead of you going to hospital, we'll be doing our own treatment at home. And I think in those days too, we didn't have a regimented treatment for measles. You know, so every mother, every parent tried to do something, you know, for the child. You know, but the complication basically, some of them develop subconjunctival hemorrhage that we see the eye becoming red. You know, some of them otitis media, their ears become sores, you know, the ear, inner ear, sometimes the ear begin to discharge with mucus or pus, you know. Yes, some of them have pneumonia, some of them difficulty in breathing, some of them chest problems, dehydration, you know. Some of them may get convulsions, rectal prolapse, malnutrition. The rectal prolapse is because of the too much diarrhea. You know, when you get measles, you run diarrhea, and the diarrhea can be too much that the child can have the prolapse of the rectum. When they go to poo-poo, the rectum will come out, you know. It's very scary, you know, to the mothers. The child develops rectal prolapse because of the chronic diarrhea in measles. So these are some of the complications in measles. And like I said, some people become blind. And like the ultimate complication is death. Some also die from measles. So complications can be very devastating. Yes.
So what can we do to avoid these complications and the measles in general?
Yes, I think it's a very, very, very good question because, like I said, many people ascribe spirit to some of these things. So they, when you see some of these things, don't assume, come to the hospital. You see, our major concern for this podcast is to empower our listeners with knowledge so that they can easily come to the hospital when they encounter some of these signs and symptoms so that they don't assume that it is something else, you know. So anytime you have some of these signs and symptoms, as we are saying, come to the hospital, and I believe that everything will be well based on our expertise. And because the truth is that if you don't also come early, and the complications are built, you see, the complications are built or manifest, it becomes very difficult to reverse some of the complications. You see, some of the complications are almost irreversible. You see, like the convulsions like this. when the convulsions go on for a long time, the child's IQ, intelligent quotient, also reduces. You see, the child's ability to learn in school also reduces. You see, so sometimes we don't want a child to convulse at all. You see, so we always want to make sure that as soon as you see that the child is having some of these things, which is not normal to the child, we quickly bring him or her to the hospital so that we will be well treated to avoid the complications or to reduce it, or if possible, to treat the complications as well so that it doesn't leave a permanent damage to some of the organs in the body. Like I said, some go blind. I've seen people in our society, in our community where I was born, who are blind till now. They have grown and they are beggars. And it is from measles.
Wow.
Yes, from measles. I have some two, and one is a woman, one is a man, living in my area at where I was born, who is blind because of measles when they were young. They were not born blind, but as they were growing, they had measles and the complications were not well managed, and then they became blind. You see? So to avoid permanent damage to some of the organs, we advise that whenever you see some of these things, you come to the hospital. Some of the red eyes, some of the mothers try to put breast milk on the eye because they believe that the breast milk has some antibodies that can treat some of these eye infections.
I see.
Growing up, I've seen my mother express breast milk on our eyes when we have conjunctivitis. You know, but some of these things are not good. You see, they complicate some of these conditions. You see, some people go and look for some herbs and grind it and squeeze the juice on the eye. How clean is these things? The content of these herbs, do you know? You see, but we open our eyes and they drop them on our eyes. And then some of them cause damages to our eyes. Not necessarily because of the measles, but because of how we manage some of these things. That's why it brings some of these permanent damages. So as soon as you see some of these things, don't delay. Come to the hospital. The expertise are there. They will walk you through and help you to avoid some of these complications that can be very devastating to the child.
Yes, so you have actually answered my second question I want to ask. What should one do? Now that we should run to the hospital, should we see any signs or symptoms? It's not about trying what you know. So are there any related episodes we can lead this our missiles to on our health podcast?
Yes, huh? Yes. I think one of the episodes we must listen to is like the malnutrition.
Malnutrition
sometimes can predispose the child to measles, because you know, malnutrition lowers the child's immune system. So if there's an outbreak, that is why even in measles, when we admit them, because some of them are mild, so we treat them out as outpatients, conditions. We give medications, educate the caregivers or the parents, and they go home. But if they are severe, we admit them. And when we admit them, we isolate them, call a barrier nurse, or they put them in isolation because of how contagious it is. Because if you mix them with the other children in the world, some of the children may go home with the measles, who are very contagious.
Okay.
So we make sure that we isolate them. And before they are discharged, their room and their beds are decarbonized. So if any child comes there, the child may not get the sickness. Yeah, so the malnutrition is one of the things that we should be listening to on our podcast that has a link to measles.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Francis. We thank you for your time once again with us. And the listeners, we thank you for listening to Health Podcast Ghana. Don't forget, once again, Health Podcast Ghana is available on your favorite podcast app in all the devices, all the podcast apps in different languages. Listen, please share and leave a comment, because knowledge leads to healthier choices. Thank you once again. Until we meet again, it is bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.